Andy Bulbarch here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Time for us to head to the hotline as we welcome in Ted Esborn, Avon Lake Economic Development Director. Ted, as always, we appreciate the time. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Andy. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we have you on here today to talk about an interesting program that you introduced last Friday, and now that we've had a couple of days here to kind of digest this and see which businesses have, at least in the early goings, taken advantage of it, I want to give you a chance to expand on it. So you introduced a temporary outdoor dining area program. Can you explain what this is and how it all works?
Sure. You know, it kind of came up for Avon Lake at one of our city council meetings in the middle of May, and what happened was at that time, you had cities across the country, but specifically some cities in Ohio, opening up streets to allow restaurants on that street to use that area to get more square feet in which they can socially distance their customers. And so the discussion at that council meeting was, can we do that here in Avon Lake? And I sort of explored that question, talked to our restaurants and our bars, and my biggest takeaway from talking to them was that none of them that were interested in having a temporary outdoor area, none of them were talking about putting tables and chairs in a street or in even a public shared parking lot like you'd see at a big shopping plaza. They were looking more at, you know, walkway areas in front of their restaurant, or, you know, maybe they had just kind of a spot on the same property as the restaurant that was, you know, either unused or had a couple parking spaces. So I brought this back to council, and we sort of agreed, you know, this is manageable. I mean, if restaurants use these spaces for outdoor dining, you know, it doesn't really present much of a risk to, you know, safety in our town, and it gives them the ability to, you know, bring in more customers. So we set about creating a process for this. A key there was reaching out to Ohio's Division of Liquor Control and finding out that they are also doing approvals for temporary outdoor areas. So basically, you know, Columbus is approving the expansion of a restaurant's premises for the purposes of serving alcohol. So when we learned that they were seeking the same information that we were, we decided to kind of make it just one application with liquor control rolled in. And when we give a business a permit for this temporary area, it'll include an approval from liquor control. So nobody can question really sort of the legality of what's going on in the temporary area.
So can you expand on what some of these parameters are here? I think, you know, most of them seem somewhat obvious, but maybe that changes from business to business. Well, what are some of the specific parameters at play with this program?
So for these areas to work with the city of Avon Lake and to maintain especially the balance between these businesses and, you know, the residential neighborhoods that are around them, these temporary areas really need to be pretty simple, and they need to basically just focus on spaced outdoor dining. So, for instance, businesses are not allowed to, you know, put up any new lighting to light these areas. They're not allowed to do any like permanent structural work. So, you know, no new walls, no paving, you know, and a big one is there's no music allowed in these temporary areas because, you know, we all have to remember that a lot of these restaurants and bars have residential homes not too far away. And with the city having, you know, created an administrative process to approve these areas, you know, it's a very big deal to us that we not, you know, create a nuisance for surrounding homeowners. And so there's no music allowed. All of these areas have to close by 10 p.m. And, you know, I really think that the rule of thumb is the purpose for them is just to create space. It's just to be able to, you know, serve more people by adding this outdoor area. You can serve alcohol in the outdoor area, but we just can't have them become sort of entertainment areas of the business.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Ted Esborn, Avon Lakes Economic Development Director, talking about Avon Lakes' temporary outdoor dining area program. And this application process seems pretty simple. As a matter of fact, when you sent out the release late last week, in there was the application process as well to give all of us an idea as to how this works. So it seems like the application process is fairly straightforward. I think you might agree with that. And also, you know, have any businesses been able to take advantage of this just yet?
You know, we've got one application that is into liquor control. I don't think Johnny's Boathouse on Lake Road at Moore would mind me saying that, you know, theirs is the first application we've got in. They've got an area behind their restaurant that is paved and unused, so it was a logical choice for them, you know, to apply for, you know, putting tables and chairs back there. And so they on Tuesday they sort of sent in their information to liquor control. The idea is, you know, once we hear back from liquor control, everything is in place then for the city to give them their temporary permit. We haven't heard back from liquor control yet, but I expect that, you know, at any moment, really, because I've had a very a pretty consistent dialogue going with them. And so I think that they'll wrap up their review and get us their approval pretty quickly here. But, you know, with that being sort of the first application that's in process, a few other businesses, I'm sort of exploring options with them. You know, some of it is, you know, figuring out sort of what you want your temporary area to be. You know, there, you know, different restaurants have, you know, sort of different situations already when it comes to outdoor dining. There are a good number of them that already have patios, and so for the restaurants that already have patios, I'm working with them to strategize about whether something in addition to that would be beneficial to them. So we've got one application actively in for a permit, and a handful of other businesses that are, you know, sort of making their game plan.
And we'd certainly love to have you on in the future to talk about, you know, how this has worked for some of the businesses in Avon Lake, and I think that's a good excuse for us to have you on again in the future. But you had alluded to this a few moments ago, but I want to give you a chance to expand on this a little bit further. I mean, has this idea produced a ton of feedback? I know it's still pretty early in the process with just the one application in, as you mentioned, but what kinds of feedback have you gotten so far from some of the other businesses in the area?
Well, the feedback from restaurants and bars has been very positive. And I think that, you know, before this program was approved by our city council, I think that they were, you know, they were cautiously optimistic. And, you know, when council, you know, actually made this a reality last Monday, you know, I think it hit all of our restaurant and bar owners sort of, oh my gosh, well, this is, you know, this is something that we can actually think about seriously now. I would add that I've seen a surprising amount of support and positive feedback from the non-food business community in Avon Lake. I've gotten a lot of positive comments and support from businesses other than restaurants and bars who are just supportive of the city's move to support restaurants and bars. So there's been some specific positive feedback from the restaurants, but also just some general support and positive feedback from the business community.
Huh. Interesting how something that would apply to temporary outdoor dining areas ends up going to those outside of the dining business. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ted, we'll close out on this. I know that the 4th of July will take on a totally different meaning this year. A lot of outdoor gatherings have been postponed until 2021, until we can get this entire COVID-19 crisis figured out. But I've got to ask you about the cancellation of the 4th of July fireworks show. I know that had to be a really, really tough decision for you guys. And, this time of the year, I know we're normally talking about beer fests and things like that, and this is just going to be an entirely different summer. But that 4th of July fireworks show, I know that's something you look forward to every single year. It had to be a really, really tough decision.
It was incredibly tough, and I know that for Mayor Zilka, it remains tough even after the decision has been made. I can tell you that in the process of making the decision, we see that the residents and taxpayers of Avon Lake, the fireworks and the 4th of July celebration, I mean, that is really something that, as a resident and as a taxpayer, it's an expectation. And, we take that so seriously. Sort of balanced against that is the spread of this virus. And so I know that for Mayor Zilka, the difficult calculation is balancing those two things, sort of the reasonable expectations of citizens and taxpayers against the real public health threat of gathering people like that. And we came down on the side of canceling the event, but it was a very difficult decision process.
Yeah, and hopefully next year at this time we are talking about a full-on fireworks show where people can gather the way they did well before this whole thing hit about 4 or 5 months ago. But, Ted, always a pleasure to catch up. Always appreciate the insight and certainly looking forward to having you on again in the future to learn a bit more about the temporary outdoor dining area program and to see how it's been applied by businesses in the area. And hopefully it's an idea that will drum up some new business as well.
I look forward to it, and I think that would be great.
Thank you for the time, Ted. Always appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Ted. Again, that's Ted Esborn, Avon Lake Economic Development Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's step aside and take a break. We will return with more right after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.